This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Reading's a challenge for a lot of kids, especially for the visually impaired. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, we visit a summer pilot program in Tarrant County designed to improve reading skills of visually challenged kids.
This was Super Summer Readers, so we are all reading starts because we enjoy reading. And we can...
On this Saturday morning, Perky Cannon welcomes a dozen families to her workplace, the state's giant brick Region 11 Education Center in White Settlement. Samara Gillum is one of those super summer readers.
I read Sheep in a Jeep and Ted's Dog Fred, and I read, I can't remember what the other ones were.
Samara is 9 and has been blind from birth.
I read 40 books this summer.
Samara may be the summer reading champ. Cannon helped organize this program to get visually impaired kids interested in books.
Reading is the foundation of everything that you do in life. And when you don't have literacy, your options are limited.
Cannon's partner in Texas government is Stephanie Walker, who aims to increase some of those options. The statewide lead for vision impairment says parents need both resources for their visually challenged kids and ways to get them.
Many times our students don't have access to Braille books or to large print books throughout the summer, so to help them learn how to gain access and then just increase their reading over the summer and get them reading for fun.
That can be a challenge all by itself, says Karen Beard, but one that must be overcome. She's with Bookshare, a free online source of tools and books for the visually impaired, and a partner in this pilot.
For students who have print disabilities, it doesn't take them long to hate reading because it's the hardest thing that they've ever tried to do. And we're able to avoid things that are really hard for us. We choose different careers. We go different paths.
Gavin Gibson, who's 10, considered that different path for a while.
I think I said one time, who cares?
For the last 5 years of Gavin's life, reading has been like climbing a steep mountain.
I can't see anything out of the left eye and very little in my right eye. I had a brain tumor when I was 5.
The tumor's long gone, and Gavin still struggles to read, finding Braille easier than using his right eye alone. Gavin's mom, Melissa, credits this summer program for motivating him to read more.
They said that they would be sending some prizes in the mail, and who doesn't like a little prompting? Something come in the mail. Everyone likes to get mail. So when that package came in the mail, he was extremely excited to pull out the items.
I enjoy reading now. I enjoy seeing what happens next in books.
Perky Cannon hopes Gavin will remember forever the good reads he tackled, among them Love That Dog and the Newbery Award-winning Hatchet. She'll be back to spread the word next year with lessons learned from this summer pilot.
I may need to do something different for the older children because we were finding this really appealed initially to the parents of young children who are just getting started reading.
Cannon had 25 readers sign up this summer. She estimates there are about 7,000 visually impaired learners in her Region 11 alone, which includes Tarrant, Denton, and 8 other counties farther west. So she says there's a lot more to do. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.